Well, Aaron, just what we basically expected has occurred. The storms rolled in around 4:30. They were fairly heavy, heavy rain, lightning. We started to see the winds pick up sporadically throughout the county. We had some reports of trees down in the White Cross area about the same time that the local news media were showing these circulation on their radars, which is consistent with what we see during these events. At about the same time, we started to get the same reports on the northern end of the county. Again, Orange County is 409 square miles, so 30 minutes north at the Caldwell, Holly Ridge area, which is, you know, just south of the northern border to the other counties north of us. We started to get the heavy wind and heavy rain report. We have had at least one confirmed residence that's been destroyed at Old 86 and I-40, which is just south of Hillsborough, just right about 100 yards south of I-40. It's a service road there, and the house on the corner has been, by all accounts, destroyed, total loss. That is also an area that we had a reported circulation. We don't have any casualties in the house. We understand that the folks that were in that house, or at least some folks that were near that house, were safe and on the side of the road there. So we're trying as quickly as we can to ascertain whether they're the people that were in that residence or just what. But right now, we're just asking folks to pay attention to the weather. It's not over by a long shot, but we're doing the best we can to assess the damage and move to the next spot.
Sheriff Blackwood, thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks to you and your team for all the work that you're doing right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and WCHL, we appreciate you.